the program for Monday Thoughtless. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. It's our pleasure to greet you this Monday morning. You know, a visit to Bible Lands is very educational and informative as far as the Bible is concerned. Today, let's just visualize that we have a map before us of Palestine or Israel and try to get a lesson from what we see before us. When you look at a map, you see that Palestine or Israel is cut through the middle by a river called the Jordan River. The Jordan River has its beginning in the north, up at the foot of Mount Hermon. We might say that the name Jordan, in reference to the Jordan River, means the descender. The Jordan River has its beginning up in the north in the mountains, and it winds and descends all the way down, finally, to the lowest place on earth, the Dead Sea. Well, the descender, or the Jordan, has its beginning here, as the waters melt coming off of the snow-capped mountain at Mount Hermon during the warmer seasons of the year, and the water makes its way southward into what we call the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee actually is a fresh body of water. It's not a sea, it's just a big lake. And it's really about 7.5 miles across it and about 13 miles long, the Sea of Galilee is. And it is about 685 feet below sea level itself. You can look up and see the mountains on either side. On the east, you can see the Golan Heights. Well, the Jordan River helps form the Sea of Galilee, and then it makes its exit through the south of the Sea of Galilee to go on south to the Dead Sea. Now, really, when you look at the map, it is about 60 miles from the Sea of Galilee to what we call the Dead Sea. But this is a mountainous country, and this is the Jordan River. It is the descender. It winds around. And if you could stretch the river out from the Dead Sea to the Sea of Galilee, it would be about 200 miles in distance. But really, it is about 60 miles as far as the distance on the map is concerned, because it winds around in a snake-like way as it goes on down to form and to be the Dead Sea in the south. Well, this fresh water has its beginning with the melting snows in Mount Hermon coming through the Sea of Galilee, this big lake, and then winding on down to the Dead Sea, the lowest place on earth. The Dead Sea is about 1,300 feet below sea level. The Dead Sea itself is about 47 miles long and about 10 miles across it. The Dead Sea is called the Dead Sea because it simply is that. It is dead. It is lifeless. There is no outlet here for the water. The water becomes stagnant. The Dead Sea, it is constituted about 25 to 27% solid. You can stretch out on the Dead Sea, on this water, and you will not sink because it is so heavy, like stretching out on a waterbed. It's called the Dead Sea. There's no outlet for the water. It has become stagnant and lifeless. I think we can get a lesson from that for us, spiritually speaking. You know, if we are forever receiving things into our lives, whether they be spiritual or material, and there is no giving out, it's just not good. It's not a good thing. And we become like the Dead Sea. We become dead and lifeless and even worthless. I know our Lord Jesus said to his disciples one time, he says, "Freely you have received, freely give." The Lord talked about going the second mile. And the Apostle Paul quotes the Lord Jesus in Acts 20, verse 35, when he said, that our Lord said, "It is more blessed to give than it is to receive." We're the object of God's grace and his gifts and his love toward us. Well, God just didn't intend for us to receive. He intended for us to give out. Love is outgoing. Selfishness is just the opposite of love. And like we said, it's not good to just receive materially and spiritually all the time and not be giving and sharing ourselves. It's been said that a person all wrapped up in himself makes a mighty small package. Christianity is a religion that in order to keep it, we must give it away. We must share the gospel and the good news with other people. Oh, may we not be like the Dead Sea, forever receiving and not giving. Here's a lesson for us. Thank you for listening today.